Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, Free Talk Live here. Phones are open. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 as we kick off the very final episode of 2021. So,
good riddance.
Yep, and good riddance. Hopefully 2022 will be a better year, but, well, if the governments have anything to say about it, it's hard to be optimistic.
Yeah, I was going to say, very, very hard to be optimistic on that front.
There's, of course, a lot to talk about here tonight. Also, later this evening on our internet feeds, we will be doing an episode of Freer Talk Live to ring in the new year with you. And also, we'll be doing a giveaway of a BitBox, which is one of the open source hardware wallets we've been talking about over the last several weeks here on Free Talk Live. So if you are a member of the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com, you'll have a chance to win that. And if you don't win that, that's okay. We're going to come up with a third way. We've got a third BitBox to give away sometime in the new year, and we haven't figured out how we're going to do that yet, but hopefully we'll come up with that sooner rather than later. But for tonight, we're just going to do one of the giveaways. And again, that'll be after 10:30 Eastern time when we start that, and that'll be on our various different video services, primarily Odyssey. You can watch it over at watch.freetalklive.com. To start things out here tonight, we're going to get to a story about trusting the so-called science. But first, Chris, there's been an interesting development that is not really too surprising, given that they tipped their hand to it over the summertime. We reported on the White House talking with cell phone providers about censoring text message content. And now it may have come to fruition. Now there may be at least one cell phone mega corporation that is actually actively censoring text messages.
Yeah, thus far, T-Mobile has, they haven't announced it, but they have, it has been discovered by effectively the internet that T-Mobile is censoring at least one link that can be confirmed by many people on, you know, it's a story that's kind of blowing up that hasn't yet hit any kind of press. But there was some forewarning to this, as you were saying, over the summer. T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T may be asked to screen anti-vax messages. And in this particular story, breaking news, basically, this is what we know so far, basically. So let's see here if I can bring that up. And here we go. So it's like basically it's some 1984 stuff going on with T-Mobile, and it's presumed that there's other carriers involved here too. But this is basically from one individual who has actually tested this that we actually know.
Yeah.
So he's tried sending a link as a text messages. Now this is you may not encounter this if you try it yourself, because a lot of the messaging, if you're on like an iPhone or a Google phone,
it's going over the internet.
It's going, well, they get encrypted to other users. So if it's encrypted, this won't affect you. But if it's not encrypted.
You mean if you're using some sort of system like a Signal or Telegram
or iMessage?
I think if it's between two different Google devices, it won't be censored. But if it's between a Google and an Apple device, it will be, because it then has to use the normal unencrypted SMS.
Google is encrypting things? That's news to me.
I believe so. I don't know all the details. I don't think it's like end-to-end encrypted. It's just like encrypted to their servers. But the point is that it effectively bypasses the infrastructure.
It's not doing SMS.
Yeah.
SMS is cell phone messaging. I don't know what it stands for. Messaging system or something. I don't know. But that's what's been in place for years.
I think it's integrated, though, in some way. So if the other user's also on, if you try to send an SMS and the other user's also on a Google device, it won't actually send an actual SMS.
It'll send over the internet.
Yeah, something of that nature. And I don't know all the details. I'm not a particular expert on that, but that's my understanding. So in this particular case, the message here is that's not being delivered is Canadian COVID CareAlliance.org. Media resources, the Pfizer inoculations for COVID-19, more harm than good. And that's basically the URL that's being censored that we can confirm right now by many people. I thought it was, so this is what he's saying. I thought it was one of those fake news means going around, but just tested it and is legit with T-Mobile. So let's see here. What else does he say?
Now I'm curious as to what's the content about? What is it that is actually being censored?
It has something to do with COVID.
I got that much.
It sounds like they're labeling it as misinformation, even though I think... So I don't actually know. I can pull up the story here and see what it's about. I mean, obviously, it says it's... So I think there was a study that was done, and they've concluded that it was basically the inoculations are causing more harm than good, is what it
And this is from
to.
Pfizer? Saying that Pfizer itself is admitting that?
It's the Pfizer inoculations.
Oh, okay. That study was done on Pfizer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's looking like here.
Mm-hmm.
What's the website it's from?
So this is actually a video that they're linking to, it looks like.
I gotcha.
So I don't actually, yeah, unfortunately I don't have any.
Okay, but the point of this is to verify that we know somebody who knows, you know, he's a technically adept person. This is a person who we can trust what he has to say, and he has verified what is being said by other people on the internet, and that is that T-Mobile is, at the very minimum, censoring this link. And that presumably means they are censoring a larger number of links, but we just don't know for sure how many of them.
Right, and this is basically the first confirmation that we've had that there is censoring not only going on the internet as a whole, like with places like YouTube and Facebook and things like that, but they've actually now extended it to this kind of 1984, everything is being censored, even text messages.
I remember when the story where they took their hat to it this summer first came out, my initial reaction might be kind of naive, but I was thinking, how can they do that? And then I was like, well, I guess because they own the SMS systems.
Correct. Yeah, the SMS is a cell phone text messaging system, and I don't know exactly how it works, but whenever you send a text message, it's not technically going on the internet per se. I mean, I'm sure it is shipped over the internet at some point, but it's going on the cell phone network primarily. It goes to the cell phone provider directly, and then they ship it to wherever it needs to go. So they have full control over what goes in and out over SMS.
Yeah, it's so SMS.
They can't control your data, however, because if you're using encrypted messaging services, all they know is there's an encrypted data stream coming from and to your phone, and they can't say anything about that.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure of all the details as far as SMS is concerned, but the way text messaging worked back in the day, because SMS is text messaging, but it's kind of the modern text
messaging. It's newer, yeah.
Yeah, I think it just adds the ability to, like, embed media or something and some other things.
Yeah, MMS, as they call it, I think.
Oh, no, that's something separate, too, actually. I don't recall all the details, but what I know is the original text messaging actually was using basically, like, the free space that it just kind of piggybacked off of what was already being sent, so it didn't take up, it didn't cost the cellular providers anything when you sent a text message, even though they would charge you for it.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. But I don't know about the newer stuff. What I do know is that there is, when you send a message, a text message, so to speak, using the interface, that there's stuff going on in the background where it may end up being encrypted to some degree, even if it's not end-to-end encrypted. So...
Yeah, well, the solution here
it doesn't even work, basically.
It's to stop using the SMS system, is to make sure that you're sending your messages to your friends over some other form of messaging. Obviously, the more private, the better, as far as that is concerned. You don't want to go with Apple. You don't want to go with Google.
I want to go with Snapchat.
Well, yeah. You know, what's humorous is actually it's not being censored on Apple and Google
right now.
It doesn't appear. Not yet, and that's the key word, yet. But, T-Mobile is the first to do it, but it's probably just a matter of time before the others fall into line. And we already know that Apple and Google are censored. You know, they're heavy on the censorship in other areas. So
it seems like Google must not be encrypted to their servers either, because they have a new thing that I keep seeing commercials about that is a reply suggestion. So whenever you get a text, it will suggest what you should respond.
Because it's reading it.
Yeah, because it read what you received.
Well, they can just because it's encrypted to Google doesn't necessarily mean that Google can't read it. Well, Google can read it.
Oh, okay.
It's not end-to-end encrypted, right?
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right, the number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to comment further on corporate censorship, I guess, like, technically censorship is when the government...
Corporations can do it, too. But it's just not illegal.
Fascist corporation.
The behest of the government. There's more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. It's New Year's Eve, the last night of 2021, and we will be here with you throughout it. Radio. radio show ends at 10 o'clock Eastern, but we're going to do an after show later tonight. And so you can join us for that. Go to watch.freetalklive.com, and you can find us streaming live on Odyssey at that time. In the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live is sponsoring, or I guess sponsored by, I don't think we're sponsored by because they're not buying ads. We're just, we're doing a favor for Give Directly, and we're doing some fundraising for Give Directly. It's the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients who are in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. In the last decade, Give Directly has given over $400 million to over a million people who really needed some help. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to decide what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if that's what you prefer, we agree, and that's why we're matching donations to Give Directly. They're helping families right now in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need, and we're going to match up to $30,000 total. So if you want to help out, go to give.freetalklive.com, and you can do that there. Again, that's give.freetalklive.com, and yes, they do accept cryptocurrency at give.freetalklive.com. All right, so in the news, there's this, well, it's not really in the news, and I don't know if it will be in the news. I mean, you mentioned, Chris, this is kind of breaking information. We know somebody who is able to verify that T-Mobile is indeed censoring SMS text messaging with certain, let's say, content critical of COVID, critical of the, you know, the government's official line on COVID, the Pfizer official line on COVID, anything critical of that, apparently, or at least one link that we know of is being censored. And it's just, you send that link to your friend on text message through T-Mobile, and it's just not going to get there. So what do you do about that? Well, there are solutions. And I would recommend that you look into alternatives for contacting your friends and your loved ones, such as Matrix. That's one option.
That's definitely a good one.
Signal is another option. And Telegram is another option. These are three of the better options out there. As far as Matrix is a little bit complicated to get set up.
Wouldn't you have to run your own server?
No, you don't.
No.
You can join our server.
Ours.
Yeah. Over at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's decentralized, so you can communicate with other people on other servers as well.
Correct. So. Yeah, federated, I think, is
federated
the
right, is the
right term. Because technically the server itself is obviously centralized. It's sitting somewhere
right.
In Iraq somewhere. But there are multiple Matrix servers connected together, and so therefore you can hop from
one
to the next.
I mean, that kind of it's not decentralized in that each individual user is like their own node. But,
correct.
And that's what they mean
that
by
would be
federated.
True. Full-on decentralization.
Yeah, I think it's still like decentralized, sort of in the same sense that email is decentralized.
There are some interesting experiments out there with fully decentralized social networks.
Yeah,
and I've tried a couple of them over the last 2 years, and they're just not ready for prime time. In fact, I would say they're not even beyond like an alpha development stage. The last ones that I checked out, somebody told me about. Let's see here, what was it called? I'm trying to find that. There was one that I just found recently. Oh, it's called Aether, or Ether, spelled A-E-T-H-E-R.
Hmm.
And then I forget what the other one was. There was another one we experimented with like early last year before the federal government raided our
studios.
Oh,
right, yep.
I'm forgetting the name of that one, too. They were kind of neat, kind of like a neat little tech demo. And
if I recall, I think you said it worked for one-on-one messaging, but not group messaging. Is that, or was that the Signal I'm thinking
of? I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of like a chat. I'm not talking about a chat. I'm talking about social, like, networking.
Okay.
So the idea behind these things is you can post whatever thing you wanted to post. Like, it would be kind of like a Twitter or whatever, but where you post like a little update or a picture or something like that.
Okay.
But you have to connect to other friends in order for them to even be seeing you in the first place. Or,
so it's more like a decentralized Mastodon.
Yeah, you could look at it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Mastodon, for those who don't know, is like Twitter, basically, except that it's
centrally hosted on some server.
Mastodon is federated, and what you're talking about is actually decentralized. So,
yeah, okay. I know what the other one was called. It was called Miniverse or Pub, I think, the Pub server. I think it was called Miniverse. If I recall correctly.
I thought that was the same stuff Mastodon's based off of. Is that is it the same protocol, just somehow they make it more decentralized?
You're asking too many questions. Yeah. I haven't looked at it recently, but the idea is your posts would not go beyond like your social network, and your social network would have to actually come into contact with you or have a direct link to you online. Now, you can run a server, and therefore people can hop into that server and kind of make it easier to find people that they might know, but it doesn't require the servers in order to run, and it can transmit data over Bluetooth and over Wi-Fi, so therefore if the internet is down, then as long as you know, as long as people are sort of milling about and seeing different people, right, like amongst your social network, you might see certain number of people, and then somebody from that group might see other people, and so sort of through the natural workings of humans crossing across, you know, time and space, messages would then be transmitted between this
over the course of many months, I presume.
Over however long it. Well, again, that would be if there was no internet which to transmit. So the idea.
Oh, I see.
Is
so it does use the internet if it's available.
Correct.
So potentially, yeah. Okay. I see. So
it would be robust.
Would be
it would be robust enough to continue on without the internet,
depending how many people are on it.
Correct. Probably much slower.
Yeah,
without the internet. Yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of an interesting thing. And this Aether one or Aether, when I tested that one out, it's more of like a, I don't know if you'd call it like a bulletin board, but like an anonymous posting board, if you will. And it's also, again, similarly decentralized, where there's no central servers whatsoever, but there just wasn't anything happening there. There was just almost no content. So, I mean, very, very early content, very, very early level stuff here.
I feel like if you're saying that, it really is true.
Yeah. But, you know, these are important technologies, and I'm glad people are developing them.
Yeah. These are definitely. I think we need to see more people slowly begin to migrate and adopt some of these technologies. And I've actually been very happy with Matrix and its adoption in this past year. Because we tried 5 years ago and it just didn't take off. But this past year it's really it's grown up and it's seeing users, and not just in our community but outside our community too. There's a lot more people.
The tech is better. It's easier. It's more accessible than it was 5 years ago. And also things seem more important now, I think, to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Because of what's happening in the world, because of what's happening with the insane crackdowns on freedom, COVID-related stuff. And, in fact, I know, Bonnie, you wanted to talk about that. Coming up, we'll get into – you have a story about trusting science. Of course, science is a thing that should always be questioned, so you should never trust science, right? Like, you should constantly be checking it.
Science is just not static.
And testing it, yeah. and prodding and, questioning. And the number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. When you hear people talk about trust science, it's really a religious statement, isn't it? Like, you should believe in their particular quote-unquote science, and don't believe any of the other scientists that might say something different. 603-283-6160. We can talk about that. Of course, you can share your thoughts here as well and take control of the airwaves. If you've got a cool, like, decentralized social networking system that we haven't heard about.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News. President Joe Biden's approval rating showed no sign of rising as the new year approached. Biden had a consensus 43.3% approval rating Friday, according to 538. It offers real-time updated tracking of the president's approval rating by analyzing a wide variety of polls. 538 said Biden's approval rating has been underwater since August 30th. The state of New York said it will prioritize non-white people in the distribution of COVID-19 treatments in short supply. New York's Department of Health released a document detailing its plan to distribute treatments like monoclonal antibodies and antiviral pills. The plan includes a section on eligibility, including a line stating a person needs to have a medical condition or other factors that increase their risk for severe illness. And U.S. Navy ships seized $4 million worth of heroin in the Caribbean Sea. This is USA Radio News. Gas prices keep trending upward. Carrie Sheffield with the Independent Women's Forum told Fox News the Biden administration is solely to blame.
If this White House actually cared about having a better oil supply, which would make the prices go down, then Joe Biden wouldn't do things like canceling the Keystone Pipeline. He wouldn't do things like putting mandates with their SEC and all the Green New Deal regulations, which are just barreling across the way and rolling back a lot of things that the Trump administration put in place to help lower the fuel prices.
Tens of thousands of Colorado residents driven from their neighborhoods by a wind-whipped wildfire are beginning to get a look at the damage done. Authorities say 500 homes were probably destroyed. At least seven people were injured, but there have been no immediate reports of any deaths or missing people in the aftermath of the blazes that erupted outside of Denver on Thursday. And Novavax Inc. has filed data Friday with the FDA to support clearance of its long-anticipated COVID-19 vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Anything you want here, the number is 603-283-6160 on this New Year's Eve edition of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And don't forget, you can support Free Talk Live like Kat Cooper is doing over on our new Patreon, which we're calling AMPS, A-M-P-S, Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live to help us get the ideas of liberty and decentralization, cryptocurrency, some of these cool techno tools that we like to talk about from time to time here on Free Talk Live, because, you know, it's important. You got to have the right tools if you're going to be able to get rid of the idea of the state, right? Like, we have to be able to communicate without having centralized corporations standing in the way. And so every now and then, it's important to have these conversations and update ourselves on what the latest tech is out there and what the most usable tech is out there, because the latest ain't always the greatest, but there's some interesting potential out there that's worthy of a mention. So you can share your thoughts with us here, 603-283-6160. And I did pull up some of the info because it was just off the top of my head. We weren't planning on having this discussion, but the tech that I've experimented with over the last year or two, as far as the full on decentralization, because we like Mastodon. We've got our own Mastodon server. It is a self-hosted social media server that does basically what Twitter does,
yep,
but without the mega corporation. And so we're running our own Mastodon server over at social.freetalklive.com. You can go there right now. You can sign up. You can post to your heart's content and follow other people on other Mastodon servers, because, again, that's also federated, meaning that it's connected to other Mastodons out there, unless they've chosen to disconnect from us for whatever reason, which they can do, because that's one of the benefits of being federated, is you can disfederate, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean the one great thing about, this federation is that even if your server is, defederated from some other server, there's still thousands of other servers out there that are not going to defederate you. So you can't be kicked off effectively you can get kicked off of Twitter, but you can't
Correct.
Get kicked off of the Mastodon.
No.
Yeah. I like the part about our on Mastodon that is different from our Matrix. I mean, obviously, they're both really different, but I like that
Matrix is chat, Mastodon is social media.
Yes, but I like that on Mastodon, you can see everything your friends and people you post are following on one
right.
tab, but then you can also go to, kind of like a world news thing. I don't know.
Yeah, you can look at local. You can look at what's going on the local server that you're on. So you can see everybody that you don't follow and what they're posting on that same server. And then you can press the global tab, and it just shows you a straight up feed of whatever the hell else is on Mastodon, which is a lot of. You never know what.
Yeah, I actually get, I see stuff from multiple different communities that I'm part of.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, Mastodon is like, it might be in some sense the new kid on the block, but it's getting much more popular.
It isn't
than
even
it was
that new. It's been around
ago.
For several years. Right? Like Mastodon.
It has, but up until like a couple years ago, there was nobody on it other than
yeah.
people in like the free software world and,
sure.
Open source world. So.
And now you've got Donald Trump. Is yep. about to launch his own Mastodon on, what do they call it, Truth Social, I think is the site. It hasn't started yet, but that's going to be a Mastodon site.
Yeah, yeah. You've got the right, you've got the left, you've got the libertarians on Mastodon,
yes.
you got everybody seemingly these days on Mastodon because of all the censorship and, all of the, the garbage that's going on in the world. And it's funny, it's a lot of this is a lot of the stuff behind Mastodon. Now, there's multiple, implementations, there's different tools, so, and there's certain protocols, they're all open protocols, but Mastodon itself is, a lot of people who develop it are actually on the left.
Yeah, which is why they're mad.
Yeah,
they're mad about Trump adopting Mastodon, and they were talking about suing him.
Well, I think Trump got the idea from Ian, because Ian is always suggesting to Trump that he does it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of have to back off a little bit on that, or carefully phrase it. It's not that they're using it that they can sue over. It's that they violated the licenses. So assuming that Trump complies, there's nothing to sue over. But yeah,
I'm not sure how they're saying that Trump is violating the license. But
I
haven't read the stories about it, so
I'm not 100% sure either. I may or may not have read the stories in detail, or I may have just read the summary of it. But it's likely, I kind of have a feeling that they kind of jumped on, frequently people will end up releasing the sources for stuff, but it won't be the same time they release the binary. And I don't know if that happened or if they were announcing it, and because the sources weren't available, the left kind of, jumped on board about how they're going to sue because they don't like Trump,
Yeah. Well, the site's not even open yet, right? So it's just...
If it's not open, then
somebody
I don't see where the violation
somebody found a back door at some point. There was, apparently they had put the site secretly online, and somebody found it.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, let's go to Sydney. He's on the line in Pennsylvania. Sydney, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. About the censorship of SMS messages, I experienced that very quickly back in November 20th. I was switching. I use Android. I was switching to a new Android phone. I personally use Signal for my chats. But in this case, Signal's kind of a complicated switch over if you want to switch phones. So I didn't do it for a day or two. My girlfriend and I were chatting. I sent her a link to something I thought her brother could use, and she never got it. I was like, hey, what's going on? You didn't get the link. So I had to send it in a screenshot, and she got it. So we played around with it a little bit. If I introduced any characters into the link, it would show up on her side. If I used a message, if I said anything in the message and included the link, that whole message would not get sent.
Wow.
She wouldn't see it on the other side.
And what was the content of the link? What was the topic of it?
It's studiobitcoin.com. It's for Spanish-speaking people, an introduction to Bitcoin. It's very similar
Whoa.
To Bitcoin.com.
Interesting.
Wow. So T-Mobile is censoring Bitcoin information?
So I'm a T-Mobile subscriber. She has Sprint. She uses iPhone. We play on that same exact day. I sent her links like CNN. Those went through just fine. This link just wouldn't go through. And so we ended up joking. I'm looking at my text message log right now. We were joking about how, wow, it's a big surprise. That link wouldn't go through.
So, okay, let me ask you this. You're on some sort of Android device and she's on an iPhone?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense, because that is, again, this is what I was saying about how if it's encrypted by either Google or Apple, so if it's the same device, if it's two Apples, they can't censor it because it's not actually going over the SMS, the normal SMS network.
Right.
But if it's between an Android and an iPhone.
Unless, of course, Apple decides to start censoring things,
right,
too,
which exactly.
They certainly want to do. Sydney, thanks for bringing that to our attention. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. I would definitely recommend Signal.
Well, I actually can't find StudioBitcoin.com.
Studio?
Studio. With E-S-T-U-D-I-O, Bitcoin.com. It's for Spanish speaking. It means, like, study Bitcoin.
Very good. Thanks, dude. I appreciate the heads up on that. The number here is 603-283-6160. And, you know, maybe their excuse for that is, oh, well, we're censoring Bitcoin-related sites to keep people from being scammed because there's potential scams out there, and so we're just going to censor
all Bitcoin
those sites. I don't know.
It's
still not okay.
Yeah, it's it's actually interesting, the censorship, and it's possible that is the case. I have actually had stuff that got rejected email wise, so I have a show called Frame Decrypted, and we send out a weekly newsletter just covering what the topics are that we covered in the show. And what I noticed is that some servers are rejecting mail if it has the word Bitcoin in it.
Oh my
god. So
gosh.
It is theoretically possible that they're just trying to protect their T-Mobile were trying to protect their users. But the fact that they're doing it for COVID stuff as well as Bitcoin stuff,
it's really
it's very slimy. Yeah.
So I just wanted to update people because in the last segment I was mentioning some of the newer tech, and it was I just wasn't sure I was remembering the name correctly. Maniverse is the name of the thing that we tested out here in the Keene area last year. It is a decentralized social media. It's called Scuttlebutt is what it's based on, so I guess that's the protocol. But it's called Maniverse Pub Server. Their website, manyver.se. Manyver.se. It's called the social network off the grid. That one was pretty cool. Like, it has a lot of potential. It was mostly working. It was just kind of a little bit janky, a little bit kind of weird, kind of beta level, and it's still in beta, but definitely one to keep your eye on. The other's called Ether, and no one's using that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris.
Bonnie, you wanted to talk about trusting the science. We're going to get into that here, and I do want to let you know that you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. All of the features that we have there for you are completely free, so head over there, enjoy those on us, and those do include our decentralized or more decentralized alternatives to the big tech censor-happy companies like Twitter and whatever other ones there are out there. So you can go to chat.freetalklive.com to check out our Matrix server and social.freetalklive.com for our Mastodon server, and then you will have more freedom to express yourself. In fact, we've never had to ban anyone from the chat server, which is nice because there's no one holding an axe over our heads, so we're not held to some terms of service.
Oh, they'll delete our page.
Corporation, yeah, they can't delete us, which is nice. It's a nice feeling. So that does mean you will encounter some ugly people in the chat server, and it is completely up to them.
Ugly people.
It is completely up to them as to what they create there. So
now, one of the things that is nice though about this server, the Matrix server, is that there are other private rooms.
Yes, you can create your own room,
yeah. And you can promote that to other people as well.
Yeah, the old system that we had. We had to create all the rooms, and we had to police the rooms, because if something happened in the rooms that was against the terms of service of the corporation, then they would punish us for it, and now we don't have to do that.
That's not even allowed anymore. They just kicked us off, right?
Well, yeah, they blew up our quote-unquote server. So, good riddance to them. It's been over a year now that we've had this Matrix running, and it's been a great year. So, check it out at chat.freetalklive.com. Bonnie, what did you want to talk about tonight?
I have this by Tom Mullen from Fee... the Foundation for Economic Education. It's called The Author Who Warned Us Against Blindly Trusting the Science. It's Thomas Kuhn. Thomas Kuhn's 1962 work, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions, revealed why we should not confuse scientists with science.
Okay.
Attacks on me are quite frankly attacks on science, said Anthony Fauci to widespread ridicule or approval, depending upon which side you were on.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about Fauci as a head priest in a church, and you replace science with God, then that statement becomes a little bit more clear, right?
Attacks like, on me are attacks against God.
Right, if you attack the Pope, you're attacking God, essentially, is what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, usually you're going to find differing opinions, and then...
Right.
Usually they don't... Most of the time we're talking about theories, it's not like... It's not 100%, right? And if you give it time, those theories have to evolve as we discover...
New information,
right?
And that's why they're being tested constantly. Right. And that's the whole idea behind science, right? Like, somebody comes up with a theory, they test it, they say, this theory tests out. And then somebody else comes by and says, no, it doesn't. I've proven that it doesn't, and here's how I proved it, and you can check my math. And, you know,
right.
And then somebody else comes by and says, well, your math is wrong.
And sometimes it's like, okay, you're 70% right with that original theory, yeah. And then over time it becomes okay. And that might even become practically useful for something, right?
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, 70% of the time you get to your destination because of, I don't know, some sort of... A GPS technology, but then over time it gets improved as you learn more about triangulation or something.
Yeah, you get closer to the truth.
Right, right. Yeah. And then eventually, you know, you get 99.95%, right?
But when you have some priest like Fauci saying that he is the science, he is the embodiment of, quote-unquote,
the science.
We're talking about a religion.
Yeah, and if anything, Fauci has done a lot of harm to science in general, over the last few years, just by his stupid lockdowns that he promoted. I met a woman when I was at work at the Mighty Moose Mart, and she's a neuroscientist. She said at the beginning of the pandemic, she was living in Canada, and she had all these animals in her lab that she was testing on, and she said she was getting right into the meat of some kind of an experiment. She was a neuroscientist, and because they weren't allowing her to go to her lab... those animals, you know, they are past their use date, like they were rats and stuff like that, so they're all dead now. And so she lost so much. Basically, she would have to restart it whenever she's allowed to do that again.
Governments have been, you know, a huge detriment to scientific research over the years, and we've ended up in a situation where you can't trust a lot of what's coming out between, you know, between governments and between corporations.
Right. Well, because a lot of it's been funded by the state.
Mm. A lot of it's funded by the state and a lot of it's
corporations.
Funded by corporations.
And whoever funds the quote-unquote research then usually ends up getting the research they're looking for.
I forget what the statistics is, but it's something like a 60-40 split as far as like whether or not research can even be duplicated, right? So, you know, the scientific method, I believe, you're supposed to be able to duplicate, somebody else is supposed to be able to duplicate your results.
And get the same results.
And get the same results. And that's not the case for a big percentage of, you know, papers that get published.
Well, he goes on to say, so depending on which side you're on, sorry, I read that in the middle of a sentence. It says, if you doubt Fauci's judgment personally, you must not believe in, quote, the science. Fauci went on to claim that all of the things he's talked about were fundamentally based on science. Let's put the weasel words aside and recognize that what he wants you to believe, that all his official policy recommendations, all the things we've talked about, quote, unquote, were firmly proven effective through application of the scientific method, and it's demonstrably false.
Hmm.
The most rigorous, most scientific studies show precisely the opposite. Fauci was a proponent of what has become to be known as lockdowns, the widespread closure of businesses and or stay-at-home orders for the general population. Dozens of studies show that this had no demonstrable effect on the spread of COVID-19.
Right. And now, isn't New York City having drastic numbers of new cases of Omicron, even though they have all these vaccine passports and restrictions? I mean, they're one of the most heavily restricted cities in the United States, and they've got record levels.
Maybe to protect the reputation of his vaccines, that's why Fauci recently came out and said, oh, cases aren't the same thing as deaths. Mm-hmm. He didn't say those words exactly, but he was saying there are people who are in the hospital with COVID, but that doesn't mean that when they die, it's because of COVID. They just died with
that.
COVID.
Yeah,
he
we saw the
recently
video
admitted that.
That.
I mean, we've known that since the beginning of this pandemic.
He admitted that there was a small percentage of, well, he didn't say what the percentage was. Yeah.
No, we've been saying that for like, was it 2-3 years now?
Yeah, and he's finally now admitting, you know, in one interview, which of course will be completely ignored by
of
the
course.
Majority of the, you know, the propagandists out there.
Yep, I think he's just saying that to protect the reputation of his vaccine, because people are like, wait a minute, in New York City, where they have a lot of people vaccinated, the cases are just going up and up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
As one after another came out, Fauci went on talking about lockdowns as if the evidence was non-existent. Now
the evidence against them, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Now there are studies being conducted every day on this or that aspect of COVID-19, and I'm sure Fauci and his supporters can produce links to some that support lockdowns. While there are no absolutes, here's a general observation. The most scientific studies, the randomized controlled trial studies with large sample sizes measuring results in the real world, tend to point towards the inefficacy of non-pharmaceutical interventions, NPIs. NPIs include antisocial distancing, masks, and lockdowns.
Hmm.
Less scientific studies, those with small sample sizes or based on laboratory experiments rather than experience in the real world, tend to point towards efficacy. Remember the experiment on mannequins wearing masks? You get the picture.
No, I don't remember
and
that.
I have this little memory of that. I read this article before I brought it in, and I forgot to look it up because I have some memory of that, but I don't know what it is.
So he said that the big scientific studies of real-life applications of all these non-pharmaceutical interventions, masks and
social distancing lockdowns,
shows it's not those things are ineffective.
Yep.
So, but yet the government gang continues to push them.
Because they can find links, a study here or there that supports them.
Right. I mean, even if they can or they can't, they still just want you to believe.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, we know the masks don't actually prevent the disease from being spread, but you should wear it anyway, just in case, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting how the selection bias plays out here. It's like, and I mean, this is something that probably plays out for everybody with an opinion, but it's particularly prominent here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We admit that the 6-foot thing was completely arbitrary. Somebody came out and said that recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was totally arbitrary. We just picked a number. But you should still do it anyway, just because.
Just be safe.
We said so. Just be obedient, okay, people? Do what, quote unquote, the science says. And we are the science. This is what the government people want you to believe. And it is a sick illness of obedience and so-called authority. We're going to continue. You've got more to the story, Bonnie, on the way in hour two. And you can join us. Bring up any.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected. And that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 4-star and 5-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.